This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson will resign this morning. The Housing Department has not given a reason for his resignation, but Jackson is facing a criminal investigation. The FBI is looking at ties between Jackson and a friend who was paid nearly $400,000 by the Housing Department to work as a construction manager in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Jackson has also been accused of trying to punish the Housing Authority in Philadelphia for nixing a deal involving another friend of his. Basra is better, but attacks continue today in Baghdad. Iraqi military officials say they have control of most of the southern city of Basra today after Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr told his forces to stand down. The week-long government crackdown on Shiite militias sparked mass violence in Basra and in Shiite areas of Baghdad. Hundreds of people have been killed. Yesterday, Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr did order his Mehdi army to stop fighting. He also made some demands, though, of the Iraqi government. He asked for amnesty for his followers. Shops in Basra are reopening and schools are expected to open tomorrow. Meanwhile, a three-day curfew in Baghdad has been lifted, although there were more rocket and mortar attacks on the Green Zone again today. Zimbabwe's National Election Commission has begun announcing results from Saturday's polls, almost 36 hours after the vote. A handful of parliamentary seats were declared. Three went to President Robert Mugabe's governing party and three to the main opposition party. In a tense atmosphere, riot police are patrolling the streets of Zimbabwe's capital, and residents were told to stay indoors. Here's Ophabia Quist-Darkton.
Opposition supporters in Harare and other Zimbabwean towns were giving each other the victory sign yesterday, the open-handed wave and party symbol of the Movement for Democratic Change. The opposition was already claiming it had won Saturday's crucial presidential vote. A senior government official called the declaration tantamount to a coup that was likely to incite violence and unrest. Tensions are simmering as Zimbabweans anxiously await the final outcome of presidential, parliamentary, senatorial and local government elections. The election commission chief said the delay in declaring results was because of the magnitude of the exercise, collating simultaneously for the first time the vote count from four separate ballots. The opposition said the long wait was to give the authorities time to rig the vote.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reporting. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.